The audio you are about to listen to was created by me, MonaLisa32. It was written by, performed by, and created for consenting adults over the age of 18. If you are under the age of 18 and considered a minor, please do not indulge in my content. Consider this as a warning and do not proceed. My audios are not to be rehosted, re-uploaded, or reshared on any other platform without my explicit written permission. Thank you, and I hope you enjoy the audio. Hello, this is MonaLisa32, and I'm sorry I haven't posted any of these posts in a while, done any of these audios. I've just been busy, and then, like, I've had two friends that have, you know, they're going through stuff, so I just want to say thanks for being patient. And it seems like I'm posting a lot of incesty stuff. So I'm going to read this post, which I can't even remember the number of the post. But one thing that's new is the podcast that contacted User Select Gift has posted a trailer. And I think they're going to be also reading his posts. No commentary from a woman. But it would be in a male voice. So if you'd like to hear that, I will post a link on this post and you guys can go and subscribe. I think they're on Spotify, and I have Spotify, so I saw them on Spotify, but you can listen to him. And the guy has a little bit of a Spanish accent, so maybe closer to Select Gift's accent as well. Anyway, onward. This post is B/S, my sister is visiting for the summer, and we go out on a date, and my roommate made some comments. Folks, hope you had a nice weekend. Someone messaged me and let me know that my posts on my profile are kind of sketchy and they are only visible sometimes. They recommended I link my previous posts with every new update. So here it is. And there's a post with a hyperlink. I come to you with the weekend update. On Friday, for whatever reason, I was super horned up, so I needed to figure out a way to get up in some of them guts. I know, I'm a true romantic. So when my sister came home, we discussed what we could do for the night. We didn't want to spend the money on a hotel for the evening, so we decided to go out on a date and play it by ear. We started the night with an early dinner at a nice little restaurant, and then we went over to a movie at the drive-in. She hadn't ever been to a drive-in before, which was fun. For the first hour of the night, she acted like a kid, amazed by it. We got loads of snacks and just enjoyed the movie. After the first movie was done, during the little break, most cars around us left. I, being a true middle-aged white man at heart, struggled to juggle a can of beer and an open bag of fuzzy peaches. I was snapped out from this Caucasian fever dream by a hand gently making its way over to my crotch. Considering I was the horny one at the beginning of the evening, it took me an embarrassing amount of time to realize what we were doing. Once I did, putting my shit down, I simply leaned back and relaxed. My sister, as if additionally turned on by the acceptance of her advances, made a sound and climbed onto her seat to be able to have a nice direct line of access. She took my dick out of my pants, letting it spring up in excitement. I fucking love your dick. I don't know what it is. I'm in love with it, was her final words before stroking it a few times and putting it aggressively in her mouth. My eyes could not stay open. The warmth of her lips, the wetness of her mouth was just overwhelming. She went up and down only a few times, only to pause for a moment and come up to my face, look around, and then say, "My pussy has been missing you so much." Are you going to fuck me tonight? I was almost out of breath as she kept stroking my dick. Yes, I'll do whatever you want me to do, I whispered in her ear. We kissed for a few seconds before she went back to it. She seemed completely enamored by my cock. Her tongue would play with it inside of her mouth. Then she'd suck it hard, making the tip feel numb. Then she'd let it go deep, making the warmth of her throat contrast with the previous feeling. After only a couple of minutes, I felt like I was getting close. However, there was no scenario allowed to which I did not come inside of her pussy that night. So we decided to leave. One thing is to get a blowjob at a drive-in, but to fuck in the front seat is a little too confident of a move. About 10 minutes of driving, after we were deep into the country, we found a side road that was, without a doubt, not going to be driven on for the rest of the evening. We parked into this little dirt driveway into nothing. As soon as we could, we moved into the back seat. My sister jumped on top of me and leaned over me, allowing me to kiss her neck. The weather was perfect. It was just cold enough to keep the inside of the car at a really comfortable temperature. From her neck to her chest, I kissed her while she stroked my hair and whispered sweet nothings into my ear. I took her top off, stopped for a moment to admire and caress her incredible boobs, then went back to kissing her. Now focusing on her chest, she leaned back, now resting on the back of the seat. While I played with her tits, she grinded softly against my crotch. This position kind of made it impossible not to want to get into her pants. So I basically moved her body to the side, now having her go on semi-doggy on the rest of the seat. I pulled her pants down along with her underwear, revealing her ass and pussy a few inches away from my face. Struggling with the space we had, we took her pants off all the way. My thumb then played with her clit, while my other hand gave her pets on her lower back, occasionally scratching her up and down her back. She moaned every time my thumb wandered into her pussy and my index finger took over her clit. Reaching out to hold my available hand, she kept saying over and over how much she loved me. I don't really know what it was, but we were feeling extra in love that night. While it was really clunky to be able to access it, I needed to taste her pussy. She laid down across the seat with her legs slightly open, and coming in from up above, upside down, I hovered over her clit, teasing it with my tongue and kissing up and down along her lips. Very much on brand. She was wet in that messy way that drives me crazy. Her hand rubbed my back and sometimes would go to the back of my head, pushing me into her pussy whenever the tasting proved too much for her to endure. After a few minutes of eating her pussy, of taking mouthfuls of her juices, in a really sad voice, she said, "Okay, baby, please, I need you to fuck me now." The way she said it made me feel like I was going to burst out of my pants. The tone she uses, it's almost as if she wants my dick so much it hurts her. Sitting up, she helped me get my clothes off. My dick was more than ready. I sat back, having her jump on me once more, and without saying anything, my dick found its way to the entrance of her pussy. Despite being eager to fuck, she only let it inside her very slowly. Man, the feeling of my cock spreading her pussy open is just a gift from heaven. The angle in which we were made her pussy feel extra tight. Not only that, but it forced her to spread herself open as much as she could, pushing her clit against my skin, putting pressure on it. My hands rested on her ass, while she grinded my dick in and out of her pussy. My car is spacious enough that even allowed me to push my legs forward quite a bit, letting her tits be on my face. Her pussy juices gushed out, making each thrust easier than the previous one, running slowly down my balls. One hand would eventually wander as much as it could, finding her asshole from time to time, and just applying a little pressure on it. while the other hand would sometimes go up and down her back, letting my nails dig themselves into her skin. When it was time, we both felt it. Her pussy throbbed and her grinding got stronger. My cock was now going in as far as it was possible, really trying to reach the deepest part of her pussy. With a fist, I grabbed her hair and pulled it, not too hard. "Stanley," I said, "such a good girl." "You're so good, baby. Come for me. You're such a good girl." She then used both of her hands to push my face into her breasts and stroked my hair as she came. Little by little, the speed of her grinding. Oh, I lost my place. Let me see. Slowed down, sorry. Until she was done, we paused for a moment for her to catch her breath. "Oh my God, that was pretty intense," she said in a completely unsexy tone, as if it was her official review of the encounter. For perhaps 5 minutes, we stayed there, with my hard dick inside of her, only doing very, very gentle thrusts, mostly just resting. Most of the time, we simply told each other how in love we were. Generally, it was a quiet moment. However, she would bring it to an end by asking, "Would you like me to taste my pussy off your cock? Would you like to come in my mouth?" In the cutest voice. "Yes, baby," I said, letting out a chuckle. It took her about 15 seconds to make me come. Once we were done, we rested for another 10-ish minutes, and so we headed back home. Surprisingly, we stumbled on a ride program. I'm absolutely certain that when I opened the window, the cop would smell the waif of sex that hit his face. He visibly reacted to it. We were let go without a problem. Sorry, I turned on the heater. Saturday was a beautiful day. The weather was just perfect to spend outside. My sister and I spent the day together, hiking with Incest Dog, then going out for lunch. Then running errands, finishing the day, going out for a beer. It seemed the love that we felt for each other the night before was only intensified all day. I honestly have no idea how to describe it. I just love the bitch. Yesterday was a pretty uneventful day until the afternoon when my sister left my roommate and I alone. We were just having a beer together, sitting on the couch, each individually on their phone. So it's not that rare that we share the sofa and she will rest her legs on my lap or put a pillow against me and lean on it, like just generally making physical contact. But this time, she was very much in keeping a distance and gave me the impression of being a little short with me. I didn't really notice it at first, but immediately after I did, she confirmed it by saying, "Can I ask you a weird question?" Of course, being curious, I said, "Yes." She continued, "I was organizing the bathroom cabinet yesterday, and notice you took the massage stuff we used before from it and put it in your bathroom. Do you guys, like, massage each other?" This was very much out of the blue, and it did kind of surprise me that she jumped to that conclusion. I didn't think of them at the time, but after the conversation, I came up with quite a few potential explanations I would have thought it had been in her position. Regardless, I was quite taken off guard, and quite genuinely could not think of any other answer, so I said, "Yeah," and just paused there. She looked at me for a moment, very much expecting me to elaborate. My strategy was just to start speaking and see what wild journey my brain would take us. If she trains a little too hard, she'll sometimes need a massage to help her recover. I guess it's kind of weird when you put it like that, but we've had to do it occasionally since she started training in high school. Now, I don't want to toot my own horn here, but I feel like this is a pretty decent explanation. She seemed to agree, commenting that she would have been weirded out massaging a sibling. Then she acknowledged it wasn't that weird that we needed to do it due to her training. Additionally, my sister has been training a little bit more intensively this last week, which helped the alibi. It was a little awkward at the beginning of the combo, but we were definitely left with the interaction back to a normal tone. The rest of the evening was pretty normal, of course, I told my sister. She thought of waiting a couple of days and complain about potentially having hurt herself training, or at least mentioning something about her muscles. Not that wild of an adventure, but it certainly scared the shit out of me at the time. Things are very much back to normal. Mom is coming this Wednesday. I probably won't be much here because we'll be trying to make the most of the time she'll be here. Talk to you soon, and in the meantime, be well and behave. How did you guys like that? A drive-in. How romantic. And then a little sex, like on the side of an abandoned road. Have you guys ever done that? I don't think. Actually, I have done that. But that was a long time ago. Weird comments by the roommate. I thought Select Gift did a good job at diverting the attention away from the weird sibling situation with the massage. I personally don't think it's weird to massage your sibling, but maybe my rules are a little different. I don't know. How do you guys feel? Does anyone ever comment on these posts anyway, except they like listening to them? Okay. So the next post I'm going to read, it's only 16 minutes. I might read three because it's been a while. This is called BSMSMD. My sister is visiting for the summer and my mom is already acting weird. So this must be mom's coming to visit. Hey there, little troublemakers. What's poppin'? Did you like what I did there? I use the same youthful language you normally use to connect even further with my readers. I got a message telling me I don't engage with my audience as much as I used to, so I guess I need to step up my game. Additionally, with you being into incest, I thought talking to you like a stepdad would scratch a little itch for you. Why stepdad is not a dad? Because I understand there's a boundary to the role I can have in your life. And neither you, your mother, or I would want me to replace your dad. I just want to know I'm here for you. Okay, let's just get into the update. My mom landed on Wednesday afternoon. My sister took the day off to pick her up. As soon as we saw mom waiting for us with her luggage, my sister and I had the same response. We said as we both turned to each other. Mom looked good, but like, really good. Mom had always been an athletic person that's always put together, but she was looking incredible. Since my sister got here, we haven't video called with my parents. We have only done regular phone calls, so we hadn't seen my mom looking like this. Getting out of the car let us see more clearly. She cut her hair, dyed it differently. Her fashion style was just so modern and cool. Not that she didn't dress well before, but it was just on point. She's gotten more fit than before, and everything has been repositioned to perfection. Her looks weren't the only thing that changed. She looked so happy and confident and healthy. We hugged her, and she said hi and quickly got into the car. Once we were on our way home, my sister interrupted the small talk about the flight and the airport by asking, "So, did you, like, go through a breakup or something? Why the fuck do you look so good?" Mom laughed and, as if surprised, she said, "Right? Like, I don't want to be cocky or anything, but I'm looking fucking good these days." She explained it started with her and dad wanting to take their health a bit more seriously. They worked out more than before, looking fitter. Led her to want a few new outfits, which led her to fashion style and getting shaken up a bit. She wasn't wearing too much makeup or wearing very revealing clothes. She just looked good. We complimented her for a bit, and she accepted the compliments as if they were from someone else. She talked about this whole change as if it had taken her by surprise. And even though the most obvious things were the physical change, a renewed sense of confidence and happiness was extremely apparent as well. Saying we were happy for her, we dropped the conversation and went back to more normal interactions. We got home and helped mom settle in. She'll be sharing the bed with my sister. She's only staying here until next Tuesday, so it won't be too much of a discomfort. The rest of the day went normally. My roommate and mom were introduced. Literally the very first thing my roommate said when she walked through the door and was introduced was, oh my goodness, you're beautiful. I shit you not. It was that apparent. Mom is looking like $1 million right now. We all went out for dinner, came home and went to bed without any eventualities. The weird shit wouldn't start until yesterday. Given that it's just a regular weekday for everyone, I was the only one to stay home with Mom during the work hours. I made her a fancy breakfast, took her out to lunch, and then went for a little walk around the city. We shopped, laughed, and hung out. The whole day was super fun. You know how sometimes you'll have a really good friend and you'll go a few months or years without seeing each other or talking to each other that much, but then when you get together, it's just like you pick up right where you left off? It very much felt like that. Instantly, it felt like we were best friends again. We ended the afternoon bar hopping around my building until around the time my sister would be getting home. When we made it back, however, no one had made it home. We went into my sister's room to put the shopping bags down, and my mom said she'd try to take a shower before the girls got home. All right, I guess I should probably try to get dinner started in the meantime, I said, getting up to leave the room. However, before leaving, I came over, hugged my mom, and said, I love spending the day with you. I'd forgotten how much fun I have with you. Thank you for spending the day with me. I also had a lot of fun, she said, putting her hand on my face and giving me a couple of very gentle slaps. Now, in hindsight, I guess I probably should have known better, but at the time, it felt right to give my mom a quick peck on the lips, just like a little boop, as an affectionate gesture. Like, I wanted to show affection more so than a kiss on the cheek would, but still completely innocent. It just felt right, okay? LOL. It feels so weird to just justify it. I feel like he's really justifying it. But I guess to the point I'm making is that I came in for a quick peck, expecting only that. Uh-oh, I can tell something's happening. When I did, though, Mom's hand stayed on my face and she just kept the kiss there, like we didn't make out, just stayed there for a solid minute. I don't really know why, but I just stood there holding my mom. It didn't feel like a super sexual or romantic thing at all to me. But if my roommate or sister had walked into at the time, it really would have been hard to explain. We stood there while we kissed for just what felt like a really long time. When it was long enough for me to start thinking, we ended our kiss. I love you, sweetie, were Mom's words before going back to acting absolutely normal. Her non-reaction to what just had happened made me automatically react the same way. We put distance in between us for the Holy Spirit and went back to the normal conversation. Would you like pasta or a big salad for dinner? I asked, going back to playing my normal character. I don't know. What kind of salad do you have in mind? She responded, to my absolute shock. As I continued the conversation, Mom just started getting naked, going through salad options. Mom took each item of clothing off until completely nude. I just stood there, completely unable to look at anything else. She even took a moment to look at herself in the standing mirror in the room before wrapping a towel around herself and saying she'd now go take a shower. My sister came home about a half hour later. Mom and I were in the kitchen cooking together, having some wine. Nothing weird had happened since she came downstairs, but the evening went by again, as usual. I did have a moment alone with my sister today. I got something to tell you later, to which she replied, ooh, okay. Once dinner was done in the kitchen, cleaned, we decided to sit down and watch TV. My roommate excused herself and said she needed to do some work. Neither my sister nor my mom had seen Pam and Tommy's show. I don't know what that is. So we decided to watch it. It's got a lot of nudity in it, but we didn't really think much of it. Not to spoil the show, but there's a scene in which you get to see Tommy Lee's dick. And it's comically big. I wonder why they needed to make it that big, said my mom, as if critiquing the creative choice of an insecure man that wanted to be bigger on screen. I explained, after seeing the original sex tape, I could confirm it was actually that big. Oh shit, true. I guess I hadn't even thought that the sex tape was still out there, my sister said, almost shocked. Anyways, at this point, my relationship with both of these women, I'd say we're pretty safe from embarrassment. So fast forward to 10 minutes later, we were casting the sex tape on TV. Serving the universe's great comedic timing, my roommate comes downstairs and sees the TV screen with Pamela Anderson swimming naked. Very much joking, my roommate said, oh, I see. You two are fucked up because your whole family is fucked up. My mom and sister laughed as I tried to explain how we got to this moment. Once we did, my roommate sat down with us and watched, only really looking away to ask us why it didn't weird us out to basically watch porn with our mother. We explained, it's not like we're all jerking off, and we were basically watching for the research purposes, laughing and having a sporadic, quiet moment. During the most intense bits of the tape, we ended our evening at that, after that. This morning, my sister and I woke up really early. My roommate had left for work, and my mom just had gotten up and was getting ready. I explained the episode I had with mom yesterday, and she jumped up and said, huh? I thought that was weird. But I did feel like mom was just overly naked last night. She went to bed naked and made a couple of just too much comments. She mentioned she did get a little wet by the video and that she was now going to bed really horny, missing dad. And not that she was pushy or anything, but she did encourage me to sleep naked with her, which we didn't do the night before. After she was done, I paused for a moment and said, that's a little hot, in a bit of a funny tone. She chuckled in the same tone, responding, yeah, it was a little hot. We've booked a cottage for the weekend. We're going like 4 hours north into basically the woods. We didn't want mom to just spend the regular life weekend here. And it was a surprising combination of cheap and nice. It's a fancy house with a massive property, a dock at the edge of the water. Not that the lake will be liquid. We just figured it'd be a nice little vacation. On top of that, incest dog can come, which it's always awesome. We're leaving this morning and coming back on Sunday, so I'll probably have an update for you little stinkers on Monday. I'm sorry I didn't engage with you as much as I used to. LOL. I also have a lot of my comments in my previous posts, which were because everyone was solving the mystery of the incest sex cult. I don't think that my story holds much appeal for people who are not just coming along for the ride now. I guess if you're here just waiting for my life to crumble into pieces, it's also the valid reason. And I can already tell you a likely outcome. So, hold on to your seats, because this bitch is going to burn down to the ground any day now. If not by fate's doing, by my own. All right, remember that Papa loves you. Goodbye. All right, that was a little short. Mom's being overly sexual with the kids. I'm going to read another post because it's interesting and we have some time. I like to go at least 40 minutes or so. All right, this next one is BSMDMS. My sister is visiting for the summer, and things with my mom escalated very fast. So this is the weekend. I think they're going to go to the woods, which sounds beautiful. I love trees. Okay. Hello, friends. And this is about 10 months ago, by the way. Hello, friends. Did you have a nice weekend? I'm here today to bring you an update. I sincerely, like genuinely, in all honesty, did not think I would ever come to give you. Okay, fine. Maybe not never, but I certainly didn't expect it this weekend. I've had my time to process things, to talk to my sister, and for the first time in a really long while, I don't think I find myself in need to come to you freaking out. So let's just get into it. We left for the cottage on Friday. The town we were going to was really a nothing town. It had perhaps 5 major businesses on a single main street. Other than that, it was scattered properties along the water. One of the businesses was a restaurant. So we had a nice little lunch before heading over to the cottage. When we got to the Airbnb, we were all in a little awe of it. It was just a really, really nice house we definitely could not afford on our own. The living room was open all the way up to the second story, so the ceilings were super high. The one wall was all windows, so we could see the water from anywhere in the lower floor. Upstairs, two bedrooms, a three-piece master bedroom, and still a really nice second bathroom. The property was big enough for incest dog to roam around off-leash without any fear of him running into the road, and at the bottom of a little hill, a small